you for joining in to Yeed Weekly. That's right, your evening entertainment and everything else today. Michaela, what are we talking about?
Do we think ghosts are real or not?
Okay. Do we think ghosts are real or not? Brendan.
Well, thinking back to my childhood, living, I'm not going to say where, but I lived in this house that my parents rented for my uncle. And my aunt, I never saw anything or believed anything, but my aunt swears one night she was sleeping in the living room and she saw a man walking across the living room, and she says he turned and looked at her, and as soon as he stepped in the kitchen, he disappeared out of nowhere.
In her personal house?
No, in my house.
In your house?
Yeah, back when I was a kid. She was staying with us at the time.
That's a little weird.
I know.
So, do you believe in ghosts?
Hesitation.
Okay. That's actually... Do I believe in ghosts? Yes and no.
That's not an answer.
I don't...
You said yes first, so it's a yes.
Okay, fine. Yes, then, Michaela.
Wow, making up decisions for him. Well, forcive. I like it.
Can't make a fucking decision.
Okay, rude. She's a little dominant. I like how you looked at him.
At who? Oh, by the way, today I have with me String Bean, Shoddy Shoddy, and Titus Rucker.
It's Rickard.
Rickard. And how are you doing today, Titus?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. Michaela, do you believe in ghosts?
Definitely.
All right. Do you have a story about why you believe in ghosts?
The first house I ever lived in, I'm pretty sure there were some demons in that house. So I remember one time I woke up in the middle of the night, the hallway light was always on, and I saw this black figure, and it was just like, it was just pitch black. There was no detail in it or anything. It was just of a person. It walked by my room, stopped, and dramatically turned and looked at me. And shook its head, turned back, and walked off. And I asked my mom about it the next morning. She said it wasn't her. No one else was awake.
Oh, well.
Now.
Okay, so Michaela believes in demons.
I was about to say, is demons the same thing as ghosts, though?
I mean, technically, they're spiritual beings.
That is very true.
All right, Titus.
I'm gonna give you a real straight answer. The first straight answer so far. No, yeah. I don't believe in the supernatural at all.
Okay, thank you. I do not. Now I believe weird things happen, but supernatural. I personally don't think so very much. Everyone's telling me like, bro, I see orbs. I'm like, you need to go get that checked.
That's just your eyes. That's glaucoma.
What are these floaty things? Those are called floaters. They're spiritual beings. No, they're these things in your eyes. They're spiritual beings in my eyes.
Eyes are just messing up.
Yeah,
on you.
Yeah.
A lot of people were taking some crazy drugs in the 60s. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, Michaela, which is going to be our eventual new host? Everyone give a round of applause.
No.
We're going to do very well. I just want to let you know and everyone else know for the soon-to-be change. Michaela, what is our next topic?
Who takes longer showers, guys or girls?
Or transgenders. You got to be equal.
Whatever.
All right. Who takes longer showers? Well, I think it depends on how much hair you have to wash. So if someone's doing the Brave Challenge, they're going to take about half as long. Isn't that an old thing? I don't stay up with things.
I know you don't.
I think that women definitely take longer.
Yeah, they got a little bit more.
They don't wash their hair every night, though. And I would assume that takes quite a while for a girl. But most girls, they keep their legs shaved and stuff. And that takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You have the post shower and bath rituals, which are like, you know, a lot of girls lotion and that kind of stuff.
And also depends if it's like in the morning.
They also got to remove their makeup. I don't know. Do you guys do that before or after you take a shower?
Mm.
Or in the shower?
I don't know. Sometimes I do that in the shower.
Like, you use, like, coconut soap?
Can you get it all out just in the shower, or do you have to have a makeup remover? I don't know these things.
I don't either.
Like, girls have these, like, they're, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, makeup washcloths, like, for your face.
Oh, yeah, makeup wipes?
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, alcohol wipes?
No.
It's literally
like a washcloth, but it's only for your makeup.
And it's one-time use?
No.
No, so you wash it.
Yes.
And then you reuse it.
Wow.
Yes, it's literally like a washcloth. You learn something new
every day, man.
And
it's a microfiber?
It's easy to just take off your makeup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Brent? How long does it take you to take off your makeup? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a topic. What do you think?
I don't wear makeup, Gabe.
Uh-huh. Sure. who do you think takes longer?
Brendan.
Well...
Girls are transvestites.
Stop it. Okay, first of all, I just have to correct you there. Transvestites.
Sorry, transgenders.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, I was thinking a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'd get
a lot of hate for that.
I probably have to say girls, because growing up with a sister, she literally would take a shower before me, before bed, and would use all the hot water and take at least an hour.
Maybe that's where you get it from. Because you take long showers.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You take longer than me in the shower.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
do.
How
would you know? You're never...
Because there's one point, I know, we both had to take a shower, so we were going to go do some shit.
You know, sometimes
And we got in at the same time, and I got out before you. And 20 minutes later, after I was done, you were still in the shower.
Usually don't get in when I say I'm going to. Usually we'll be on my phone for like 10 minutes. Or
you still take long ass showers.
I'm sorry. How can I take long ass showers? I run out of hot water in like 10 minutes.
You take longer than me.
I run out of hot water in like 10 minutes.
Sorry, I'm playing a Pokemon Battle.
Okay.
It was feeling pretty intense, I think. I thought it needed some.
Anyways.
Music. Some battle music.
All right, Michaela, who do you think takes longer? Brendan or girls?
Brendan okay. is equal to girls. He's equal.
All right, so you're saying girls take longer baths than guys in general?
I don't know. I think it just really depends on who you are, but I don't know. I personally think guys take a long time in the shower.
Well, guys take a while, but they have less things that... So if a guy's taking a long time in the shower, he's doing one of two things. He's either... Well, one of three things. He either left the shower running while he's taking a shit.
True.
I don't know. If he shaves, that might be also an option. He's just trying to be warm, or fell asleep in the shower.
Me always trying to be warm.
Or he's jacking off. Those are like the five now things that he can be doing.
That's some brutal honesty, man.
That is.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you. Hey, you guys ever use soap for that?
No,
I'm just
kidding. No.
Drew looks me.
I think we all know what happens when you do that.
It burns.
It burns.
All right, Michaela, what's our next topic?
Oh, God. Crisis actors.
Crisis actors. Now, if any of you stay up to date on Facebook like I do, you notice things. Like, usually someone else posting stuff. But what did you see? I'm assuming you saw this off Facebook.
It was...
Or on iFunny, one of the two.
It actually was on Facebook.
Okay. So, tell us what you saw and what you got out of that.
The Florida shooting, how apparently there was a few kids in that shooting that were in a Las Vegas shooting also. They were in a bunch of other things that had happened. And they always pop up, like, in the same spots when there's a big crisis. And everyone thinks they're just acting for publicity.
All right. Drew, what do you think about that?
I think that you should definitely rely on Facebook articles. It's the best source of information. They have no reason to lie. I mean, it's definitely, you know, and it's definitely very well-educated people who definitely have degrees and are definitely experts in politics and economics that make those articles.
You're sounding very sarcastic.
So, sir. Yeah, definitely.
what I'm saying
especially
is,
like,
we get topics off of some places, but what I'm saying, it is up to the individual opinion to either believe that or to look into that. I haven't looked into it.
Well, I think that a lot of articles have merit, some don't. I mean, it just depends on the source. The words, I mean, too. You got to look at the name of who posted the article. If it's like nationalistpride.com that posts something, more than likely it's propaganda. You know, if it's libtardsuck.com, it's probably propaganda. If it's republicansareretards.com, it's probably propaganda. It goes both ways. But there's a lot of that on Facebook, which is why I just ignore it totally.
Brendan, what do you think?
This is the first time I've heard about it, but I'd have to agree with Drew. Depends on who posts it. If I see, like, Bob from wherever post it,
yeah,
then I'm like
Obama's Kenyan, and he today somebody today posted a picture. Somebody had photoshopped Obama's face on a Black Panther and said that it was a picture of him from 1998, and it was a terrible photoshopping job. But all these people were convinced that Obama was actually a Black Panther in 1998 and was attending rallies. Like,
totally,
he's a college professor, man. He's not a black. Like, I'm not saying Obama's great, but, like, I mean, there's equally bad stuff about Trump and stuff like that. It's just, it's stupid.
Yeah, people do stupid stuff. All right, so we got another topic coming up after I get this unlocked. Is Gatorade bad for you? I have no idea.
I've heard good and bad things about it, but I still drink it either way. It don't bother me.
I think compared to soda,
it's better for you.
It's way better. I mean, Gatorade and water is what I usually drink, and you know, a few other things.
Special water.
Yeah,
special water, pee water.
Drink straight out of the toilet.
Straight out of the toilet. All I know is that I pretty much drink just straight water. Maybe other kinds of waters, but
you don't drink curved water.
Sometimes I drink
squiggly water or zigzag water.
But you just
try to stick with straight water. What about gay water? What's wrong with gay water?
Nothing. I just don't.
You heard it here first, folks. Gay prefers straight water over gay water.
All right. So, what do you guys think about schools closing for weather?
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
More schools need to close. I feel like they don't ever want to close for weather.
Yeah. I mean,
now, does anyone know how many kids get injured for weather reasons whenever schools don't?
I mean, I would imagine.
I've seen a kid. I went to school with a kid who hit a pole because of the weather, and I think it was during school, and they didn't cancel. And he ran straight into a freaking hole with his vehicle.
The bottom line is they're more concerned with the liability issue with kids that have to ride the bus. If buses have to get out and go pick kids up, they don't want to be liable for being in a crash and killing 20 kids and then have millions and 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 millions of dollars in lawsuits from kids that died and their parents are seeking, you know, retribution.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would too.
Well, what's with the schools not wanting to let kids out early? Say the weather starts getting bad, but they still don't want to let them out. Like, just because of the little ones. Just because they don't know if a parent's going to be home or whatever. But
I don't think they think into it that deep. I mean, I think if they think the roads are getting bad, I mean, it's somebody is responsible.
Yeah.
So somebody, I mean, it's just a liability issue. If something is even has a chance of being dangerous, you know, I don't think they're going to take a chance and risk their job. Yeah. Just to keep kids at school for a few more hours.
We're not letting out early, even when the weather was getting worse.
Yeah, but I mean, but was it really that bad?
I mean, I slid quite a bit.
I slid quite a bit.
Today?
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad today, but it didn't get really bad till about like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
True.
That's when it got real bad.
Well, I guess here's a kind of a current topic. Is vaping better than cigarettes? I feel like, personally, they're both health about just as bad.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you got popcorn lung and you got cancer. cancer's probably worse than popcorn lung, but I'm not sure what the cure for popcorn lung.
It's only a certain type of juice that is related to that, I believe.
Yeah?
Well, like, it's the kinds that have a certain thing. And I don't know. I've read up on that before. I don't remember what.
I saw this thing saying that causes cancer and it's like...
I don't know. Everything causes cancer, though, man.
But the big plus is that it smells better.
Everything.
I know.
It tastes better.
Did you know that every single human now has over a 50% chance of getting cancer in their lifetime?
Oof.
Every single person. So
mine's probably higher than that.
So each one of us have a coin flips chance of having some kind of cancer. And the odds are it's not even going to be related to the habit you have that would be the most cancer causing. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Hey, I have a higher risk anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm probably going to die before 30.
Yeah. Who knows, man.
I totally thought you just said at 4:30.
I do know one thing, though. Life is very
short. I was like, oh.
You just said 4:20.
Is very short, and I just want to say, every life matters, and people care about you, okay?
But you know what? Smoke up, drink up, eat, drink, be merry. Enjoy your life, man.
Well, yeah, enjoy your life. But just know that there is always someone that does care about you. You shouldn't throw that away. On that, you've been listening to Yeet Weekly. You can always tune in basically wherever you want. We stopped trying to find other places because, you know, no one gives a shit about us. But
maybe not you, but they do me.
Oh yeah. Shouty. Sassy.
She even got her own hat now.
I'm not talking about the listeners. I'm talking about the big companies that are like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
So like Spotify, I'm pretty sure told us no. But that's besides the point. You've been listening to Yeet Weekly. You can find us at yeet.com. That's YEEEET.com. And that Yeet stands for your evening entertainment and everything else today. And you can also find us on Facebook if you search Yeet with the same amount of ease. On Facebook, we'll pop up. If you Google Yeet with the same amount of E's, that's 4 E's, YEEEET.
Really?
We will pop up. But on that note, thank you guys for listening. It's been a wonderful chat.
Peace.